Blog Talk Radio.
You know a nigga's secret, but I bet that you won't ever tell. You are a nigga's secret, bitch. I got you locked like you in jail. Put you on a proper place, and now you gotta play your part. You got my heart, but once you start to tripping, that's when I depart. Hit you up and say I'm coming over, cause I'm feeling bad. When I arrive, you got my dinner, vodka, and a dub back. Rubbing nigga's shoulders, now you kissing on my neck and cheek. If she's going through a thing, getting head until I ski. We keep each other happy while my girl and I are distant. If my girl becomes my wife, you still can be my mistress. Dagger, that's adultery. You can't betray a sacred vow. Really wild, guess you're right. So I ain't getting married now. What a nigga gotta do to have his cake and eat it too? I just gotta play it right and own the game like Kobe do. Every now and then you try to play around and rock my world, sucking on my dick while I'm on the phone with my girl. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you a nigga fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you a nigga fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you a nigga fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you would never tell. Hold up, why you tripping out? You knew what this was all about. I got my main, it ain't changed. Yeah, you still a side round. I'm fussing and cussing, act like you telling me something. I can go and see my girl for that and leave you with nothing. Matter of fact, you fucking up, so now you ain't getting shit. Come to think of it, all you ever got was a dick. Plus my nut on your lip, I just can hit it and dip. Now I don't call my fucking phone unless the homies can flip. You done pissed the dagger off, so now you gotta pay the fucking price. You was a hoe, you still a hoe, so you will never be a wife. Should've never started with your stupid ass anyway. Barely got a house with your appliances on layaway. Yeah, you gotta pay to play, aka it's Bigelow. Call me Dub instead of Deuce, I'm Ellie's fucking gigolo. I'm dangerous, cynical, plus I'm frozen in ice. I'm cold-blooded, not studying, cause I'm dealing with life, alright? Yeah, I know you do, yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell.
My main bitch don't trip because she knows she's gonna get the best. My side girl don't care about the title cause she get the rest. I put them on a schedule, divide my time accordingly. Some of them are just a nut, some of them be more than me. Some of them are business minded, pay me just to pipe it down. Some of them got years up on their belt, they'll always be around. Some of them
really lean,
start fucking with some other cats. I don't ever tie them down.
Get it time.
They'll be back, putting on an act like you don't miss the devotion. Plus the size of my boat and how I motion the ocean. Now you want a blabbermouth and tell the world what daddy did. Now I feel like Tiger Woods without the wife and the kids. Never again, these bitches not gonna win. Your tricks will never work on me, you better try on him. It's funny how these women flip and trip over big dicks. That's how I got my alias, mister.
Never trust a bitch.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell.
Told you you weren't gonna tell. Like I said, you don't wanna make shit worse. If you don't wanna fuck with me, just walk away. I'll go my separate way, and we'll call it a day. You know what I mean? LA, West Coast, all day. But don't be telling the nigga secrets, alright? The daggers.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. We just got to start it off right away. But, of course, I'm running a little bit late, but we're going to keep the show running as we should. You know, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. This is Hump Night. Dagger Queen V.
I'm good. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. I forgot about my TV and stuff. Hold on.
Everybody's running late. I'm trying to get to my computer. Hold on.
Okay.
But see, that's why y'all gotta, like I said, excuse me, because I'm the most organized, unorganized person, you know, that probably anybody would know. Like I said, I could get the shit, like, hold on, wait, no, the show went a little bit late, but no, I don't want the show to run late, we're gonna start up fine, but hey, we're here, it is West Coast Wednesdays, and we are gonna talk about adult matters and adult topics, and we got a lot of things on my mind I wanna get off, some questions I gotta ask, but besides that, let's just start off as we always with the intro. You know, of course, we got to thank Topaz the Shea, because without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Splash Sunday, no Fuck You Fridays, no Mo Music, no Triple M Show on Mondays. So, like I said, she's allowed me to sit here and try to do my motherfucking thing in radio land, internet radio land, and I got to thank her for allowing me to do it. So if you want to get your network on, or if you got your business and, you know, that's what you're about, then you can definitely holler at Topaz. If you're not, leave the home girl alone, all right? Don't even bother with it. Second, of course, all independent artists. Everybody out there that takes the time out of their day, because I know y'all got a lot of things y'all could be doing, but no, independent artists. I would say other people. I'm sorry, that's for everybody else. I'm all out of whack. This is why I get to Russia. But independent artists, everybody out there doing their music, you know, dropping these real tracks, everything. Thank y'all, because without y'all, there's no Bang Out Radio either, because we wouldn't have nothing to play, wouldn't have nothing to put in rotation, wouldn't have anything, all right? So keep doing what y'all doing. And, of course, last but definitely not least, just anybody that listens to the show, that talks about the show, spreads news about the show, just anybody who has contributed to the show in any shape, way, or form, even if I don't know you're contributing, but you're contributing, thank you, because, again, we are all in this together. And as long as we stick together, ain't nobody fucking with us, all right? So let's just realize that, all right, y'all? And, I think that's everything that I got to get off my chest. Not off my chest. That's the intro that I want to get out right now. Because I still got to set up something, buddy. How are you feeling this week, Queen? You good this week?
I'm alive. I mean, I'm not tripping too hard. I'm alive, so.
Okay, well, that's what we all say, you know what I mean? But eventually it gets tired of just being alive, huh? Because I get tired of that shit sometimes. But, I mean, at least, yes, we are alive, we are breathing. But, man, something's got to change at some point, don't it?
Man, I hope so.
All right, well, we are going to get into West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. All right, y'all, we're going to get into the music. Like I said, I'm not organized right now, so I don't have anybody's new music up ready to go yet. We're going to do a proper intro after we get into the music. But me playing this music is going to give me a chance to get things situated and we can start off the show as we always do. And then, of course, Queen B, hey, with me, supposed to have a new beauty of the week calling in later. We'll see how that goes. And, that's where we're at. So, hope y'all strapped in for the next 2 hours. And this is Hump Night, Dagger, Queen B, West Coast Wednesday. Bang Out Radio, LA West Coast all day. We're going to let my nigga Lion start it off for us. All right, we'll be right back.
I usually talk like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone. You should probably put their ass to sleep. Screaming and moaning, she's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man. Think I really give a fuck? Nah. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck. I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Should we crash like cars or war? Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. She wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise ties to the bed. She asleep cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I drink. Get it. hollering for Joe when she saw my erection. Ran through the wall when I caught her from the back. Yeah, nigga, don't slack. Probably pull the track out. I'ma wink your back till you pass out. She don't even ask. She heard I'm a beast, I'm lying. I can beat it up, no trying. What is your desire? I don't fuck with them all. Not really, I don't fuck with hoes, though. Jody, if you coming at me, you better come correct. Top 10 ladies of the dead? Figure it out, bitch. This is lying.
Thank you. D-Major's The Movement, DJ Grio, Tyrell. Oh, this one's a problem. Let's go.
They say you need somebody who can treat you right. Come and stay with me tonight.
I'm what you've been waiting for.
I got a girlfriend, but I can't be cheating on her. But I got the reason for it. She keeps dancing on me.
Get up.
I don't want nobody. If I can leave a girl, okay, I'm in city love. Blowing all my money on the stripper.
Grab your coat. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dine. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for lovely end. This chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you, seeking. It's your body that I'm needing. drop your bags to the floor. I'ma sweep you off your toes, kiss you on your earlobe. Nothing under my bathrobe, so you already know. Girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow. I can imagine how this should go. First I play full, rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for a lovely, lovely evening. Chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you seeking. It's your body that I need. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. Little teaser leads to all the screams. Twin G-spots in your metal. Helps me get to your orgasm. This feeling is overwhelming. Compare me to a hammer that's nailing. We on a plateau, parasailing. While I'm going deeper, swelling, filling up your love. Anticipation's where it came from. Avatar connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance, her body temperature's rising. Oh, I can tell that you like it. Bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me. Oh, so girl, don't run from it. Cause girl, it's coming. At your pace, we're going. Guess what? It's here. Let it shower over me.
No, we're still here, y'all. Sorry, my bad. Like I said, still trying to get organized, but we all in this still together. Hold on. I do want to play a cartoon real quick. I'm not going to go on without playing a cartoon, so hold on one second. I'm sorry. I just got to do it. Yes, man, maybe that'll help me feel a little bit better. This shit right now is fucking crazy. Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. All right, there we go.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone.
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder? tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
I'm sorry. See, that's my fault. I'm up here. I do apologize again. I'm sitting here talking about, yeah, that's official. We back. West Coast Wednesdays. And then my phone's on mute. So I'm up here talking about Queen. You good? And then I get no answer from Queen. But the reason I didn't get no answer is because she didn't hear me say nothing. Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Yeah. Trying to balance ourselves, trying to get things situated. I do apologize. But yes, West Coast Wednesdays. Up night, Dagger, Queen V. Queen, good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Oh man, it's just Wednesday. I think shit. I don't know if it's just me, but does shit seem to happen on Wednesdays to people? What about you, Quinn? Does Wednesdays like seem a little bit more off than usual than anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, I just making sure it ain't me. Cause man, it just feels like all kind of shit gonna happen to me today. But we're here. We're together. We're gonna see where this night takes us. And as always, I'm about to smoke this blunt. As I am, I'm going to sip this drink. And what am I sipping on tonight? This is just what I was able to get my hands on. I feel like lying. I got to drink this Moscato. But it's not pink. It's regular. So I think I feel a little bit better drinking regular Moscato than pink Moscato. But that's just me. But that's what I'm off on.
You don't like pink Moscato?
Huh?
I said you don't like pink Moscato?
I mean, I feel bad about just drinking pink Moscato straight up unless there's something else in it. You know, unless it's something like Tabaki in it, and you know, I consider wine a mixer for harder alcohol. You know, that's what I consider wine. I treat wine as if it's like orange juice or apple juice or anything like that. It's just something to mix with some hard liquor when you got it. That's how I see it. But that's just me.
Okay, but
I'm stuck with it tonight, so I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna deal with it. So that's what I'm sipping on. Like I said, about the smoke of his blood, we're going to chill and see where this night takes us. But I don't know. Let me ask my co-host. Anything off the top of your head you want to get started with, or are anything already you've been thinking about all week, Quinn? Or
I mean, I've been thinking about a lot. Like,
Okay, what you been thinking about? Let's hear. We'll go on. Now, you know, like I said, for Wednesday, you know how our fans get. They want to make sure, you know, it has to be on some adult shit. So what you been thinking about on the adult topic?
I don't know. Like, I've been back and forth with this whole, like, because I have a real question. I don't know what's up with the male species nowadays.
How do you sound like? Okay. All right, go ahead and ask.
I have a problem right now, and, like, I'm kind of tear-totting with it because it's not once, but this has happened twice to me in the past week, and I don't understand, you know, why this is happening to me. Like, okay, earlier or late last week, let's say about Thursday, after, you know, the show, I got an invite for somebody, you know, from this guy that I used to date way back in the day, you know, for us to hang out. And,
right.
You know, I told him no because, you know, I had been hearing some rumors that he had a girlfriend, but, you know, he was on me. Like,
right.
Oh, how come you don't want to come hang out with your boy? We used to have fun, you know, just going
right.
on. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool, you feel me? Come to find out. Like, I had heard rumors, but I was not sure about this. The
right.
day that he invited me to go and hang out, the day that we were supposed to supposedly hang out, come to find out he got a girlfriend. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm glad to hear you and your girl doing good, you know, whatever, whatever. He hits me with the, oh, thanks. Like, Like, you wasn't just trying to get at me 2 days ahead of this. Like, you wasn't trying to talk to me, like, you know, like, you didn't know. Like, now all of a sudden it's, oh, thanks, you know, thanks for, you know, for the heads up about me and my girlfriend. So then yesterday, this happens. Was this yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Was it yesterday?
I think this was either Sunday or Monday. Somebody else that I used to talk to way back in the day, like, me and him was never together, but, you know, we had our own little thing going on, whatever.
All right.
I'm going to give you guys a little bit of the backstory between me and him, but I lived in Georgia. Me and him worked together. He moved to North Carolina. We never got together. I moved back home to Cali. It's been 4 years since I've seen this man. Okay? 4 years.
4 years.
It's been 4 years since I've seen this man. Okay, like, his face and everything. Like, we keep in touch, you know, Facebook and all that other good stuff. But, like, it's been 4 years since I've actually seen this man's face.
All right.
He hits me with a text. I'm driving, you know, handling some business with mom. And he hits me with a text, like, I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, mind you, he has a girlfriend. And I know about this girl. Like, it's not, it hasn't been hit in or anything. Like, I know you got a girlfriend. So why are you trying to make me a homewrecker?
This is the same guy that you were just talking about? It's the same guy, but two.
No, this is a completely different dude.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to make sure we were up. Okay, but no, go ahead.
But he shoots me with a text like, oh, I love you. I was like, oh, I don't want to say how girls do, but I do it. You know, oh, I love you too. Like, you know, you the homie, whatever.
See, you fucked up. So go ahead.
But that's what it is, because I've known him for a long time, and, like, the two of us, we you know, we done been through some stuff together. So you feel me? Like, you know, he's the homie. Like, all right, whatever.
No, there's a difference between me and the homie, and I love you. But go ahead. We'll get it. What about sex?
We'll talk about that in a minute, too. But anyway, he's like, oh, well, he's like, why don't you want to come back and move to North Carolina with me? He's like, what did he tell me? He's like, 4 years ago, he's like, I was trying to take you with me to North Carolina. You wasn't trying to go, this, that, and the third. He's like, and I've been telling you that I want you to come and live with me and all this other shit. You know, just talking on the side of his neck. And he's like, yeah, the house that I built for us, he's like, that's our house. And just going on and on and on about, you know, about how he wants me to live with him and how basically he, you know, he just wants us to be together. I get all this stuff, we whatever. But the day after, him and his girlfriend are all on Facebook, lovey-dovey, and, you know, all this other stuff. So I'm trying to figure out what is it with y'all dudes that makes y'all want to come back to old situations and old things. try to make me out to be the bad guy. But you got a girl over here. He's like, why are you trying to make me a homewrecker? Like, I don't understand why that's your goal, to ruin your own relationship and then throw me in the drama in the process.
Well, which question do you want me to answer first? Because you asked a lot of questions. So
as long as they get answered, I really don't care which one you answer.
Well, I'm trying to keep track. Well, overall, it's not that a guy wants something that he may have had, or he may want that. And I'm not trying to, like, downplay that or anything. But guys like to have their cake and eat it too. That's one thing that guys do. That's what we like to do. That's how we are. If we can get this, but we can get this too and possibly not mess up this, then we, 9 times out of 10, a nigga's going to go for it.
But wait, I have to stop you there, though. But why is that the case, then? You know that I know about your girl. So why would you...
But that's what the difference is. Now, there are those girls out there that even if they know about some girl, they don't care. So what he probably thinks is that y'all got all kind of history or whatever, or all this and everything, and you just want to do all this, that you would overlook the fact that he has a girl. Or the thing is, he's not going to let go of his girl until he knows that he has you. Now, he's up there trying to get you to come out there. He's trying to rebuild his house. We did this, we did that, you know, all this. So if you were to come out there, then there's a possibility that that shit may go down, but it's still going to be a fucking problem or an issue. Because, like I'm saying, there's one of those things where he's not going to get rid of her before you get there. You know, he's not going to do nothing like that. Because like you said, he's talking all that to you, but then on Facebook looking all lovey-dovey and shit and everything. But also don't get it twisted. Don't trust Facebook. You know you can't trust Facebook, right? It may look good on Facebook.
Yeah, I know that much too.
It may look good on Facebook. That may just be just because that's how she may want it to look, or he may want it to look, or you know what I mean. You never know what's really going on in people's heads. But I'm not speaking on all guys, but being a guy, having been in certain situations and understanding certain things, you know, having been in this situation personally myself before. I mean, I'm not any different from this. But well, my reasons for doing it was. But the only reason he would be doing it, like I said, if you guys really had that kind of history, he may genuinely be serious, but he's not willing to take the chance to see what could possibly happen. You know, niggas is more on a like I want my shit to be secure, I want it to be safe. So he's not gonna get rid of his girl before the next one come along, or you know, he's not gonna get rid of his girl not knowing what's going on with you. And then also, if you were to say something like, if you were to even be involved, he could play you off like, oh, that's just my crazy ex, or that's a girl I used to mess with, or whatever. He could tell his girl anything, because like I said, if you were to talk to the girl, then you're only going off of what the dude said. Now, me and my prime, when I was doing all the fun, when I didn't give a fuck, when I really didn't care about anything going on with anybody, shit, I used to pick girls against each other. Because, you know, girls are naturally be against each other or whatever. So I would tell one girl, like, man, she crazy, she this, she that, whatever. And I'd tell the other girl that this, and with none of that shit be going on. But they would hate each other so much that they didn't even want to talk to each other, which is exactly what I wanted. So it played out the way I wanted it to.
Wow. But see, me, I'm not that gullible. Like, that's my thing.
Nobody said you were, but...
No, I mean, like, I know you're not telling me that I am. But it's just like
he's testing you. He's testing to see if he can throw you out. He can say these things to you. And he really wants to see where you're at. You know, both of them. When a nigga, especially out of nowhere, if he ain't seen you for 4 years, you know, 4 or 5 years, and out of nowhere, just talking about I love you. Nah, there's something wrong with that. I'm sorry. That's just anybody. If I ain't seen a bitch, or if I told a girl, even if we were together or whatever, and I ain't seen you. Or whatever, we barely just talking or whatever, then out of nowhere, if she came out of somewhere talking about I love you, then nah. I've had girls say they love me within a week. Like, that shit is scary. You know, that there's something wrong with that. Really wrong with that. But don't, especially, like I said, being a nigga on the nigga side of things, a nigga's going to do what he's allowed to get away with. So if he can keep his girl, and then try to get you on the side, and like you said, if you were gullible, if you were going for it or anything like that, if he could do that, then he would. You know, but that's basically what he's doing. He's testing the waters. He's seeing where you're at, seeing where your head at, what you're about. He knows you got to go to try to see if you care or not. I mean, that's exactly what he's doing. He's testing to see where you're at and what he can get, or what he, you know what I mean, or what he could possibly have. And that's what he's doing. So them niggas gotta watch out for. Or like I said, this shit's all fucked up out there, and he might not want you to be a homeworker. He may want you to come out there and save it. But then what type of nigga does shit like that? I mean, my thing is, if you all fucked up in a relationship or whatever like that, then get out the damn relationship. Leave it alone. Cut it loose. But like I'm saying, you never know what niggas think. Niggas think all kind of shit. But oh, man, but that was interesting. No, we're going to get back to that, though. Like I said, we got a lot of things we want to get into, but I see my Beauty of the Week is hanging in the queue right now, so I want to get into a couple of music, a little bit of music, and then we're going to get back to the Beauty of the Week, and yeah, then we're going to go from there, all right? Quinn, I hope I helped out just a little bit, but we're going to dissect your story just a little bit more. I got some other shit I want to get into tonight as well. So like I said, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights has just started, and we will be back with Dagger's newest Beauty of the Week this week, all right? So we'll be right back. Dagger, Quinn, V, still good, right?
Hey.
All right, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. We'll be right back, y'all.
So this is John, man. Thanks for the video for the ladies, man.
cause I know what to do. And yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I'ma make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep strut, strut, strut. Do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you much you get when it comes to sex, girl. You know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep. Run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I have to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and two off the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flares. Hands on the head, cause my shit's the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the rest. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
Know just what you do, and
if it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to
so
it.
So I'ma beat it, beat it,
beat it down.
Yeah, I'ma beat it,
beat it,
beat it down. If you feel like I should be the only one to see it, I'ma turn the camera off before I hit it.
Beat it,
beat it, beat it down, down, down.
Beat it,
beat it,
I'ma beat it down.
When I thug in love from the very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see demanding me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambitions to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that could be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't shine with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do,
and if it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to
so
it.
So I'ma beat it,
beat it,
beat it
down.
Yeah, I'ma beat it,
I
beat it,
beat it down.
And if you feel like I should be the only one to see it,
I'ma turn the camera off
before I hit it.
Beat it,
beat it,
beat it
down,
down,
down.
Yeah. Hold it up.
This for you, shawty. Ha! You already know what the fuck this is.
Cause shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Very slow motion, I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret, love potion to be exact. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I vision you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm trying to make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with no shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow.
Cause
shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow.
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 about to lose it. Got me hella hot, I'm going stupid.
Yeah.
Love the way we grind into this music.
Okay.
Got it soaking and she dripping dry. Hoping I'ma split them thighs. Rollins on as a Mr. Copeland, get them bitches live. Slow motion in your ocean, come get sip a try. I'ma hit the pussy like I'm trying to make it get it
out. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow. Shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow, slow.
Bad habits that I can't break. I got a lot of homies
that done lost their soul. I think I need to repent before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef that I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like it's a gamble, play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil and fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to that time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm still just tortured out of pain. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I could break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart telling me it's a game, what's time me up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and things will never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
My heart is telling me to be different. About time for me to move on. Follow everything that I learned. I'm at a point of
my nerves are running on fable. We bug with you. Well, you're high, we rush in my closet. This girl wins the game.
Point of no return, no return. Bring it back, bring it try back. To keep it real, keep it real. Getting that, every time I move, it seems you gotta like act like a fucking fool. Fucking ain't digging that, digging so that. We gotta do our own thing. When I reply to you, I use your old name. I treat you like my girl, you like a hoe, man. You thinking every dude, you know you're showing no shame, no shame. Now you see why I ain't digging this. We not no Mormons, not polygamists, I'm so tired, girl, I'm sick of this. Sick of I tried it once and threw it back just like some licorice. And you can't see why we ain't kicking it. Tell the truth, I guess that we are all some different-ish. That's a lesson that I had to learn. We at the point of no return.
To be kissing my ass, like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You get that? I'm loud, I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. You right here. I ain't got to talk loud no more, because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more?
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Hey, yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, Queen V. How you feeling? Feeling still good?
I'm still good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But we do got to get into interview mode. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Got to make sure. Let me... Proudly introduce Miss Daughter's Miss Beauty of the Week this week, Miss Lindsay Burnett, aka Miss Top Quality. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing tonight?
just another day in the office, another night actually. But let me not mess up with Queen V. Queen V, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm sorry for having you waiting. Like I said, I saw you checking kind of late, but I was helping my calls work some issues out. So I do apologize. But thank you for being so patient and being here tonight.
That's all good. Thank you.
Okay, for sure. Now let's just get straight into it. But actually, I'll let you speak about yourself a little bit before I start protecting, you know, the file that I got here. So go ahead and let people know, you know, who you are, where you're from, what you're up to, what you're trying to do. So go ahead.
All right. Well, my name is Lindsay. I'm born and raised in Southern California, 27 years old. I'm a professional photographer and a student. So, and I'm a mother of one. So I stay pretty busy out here.
Professional photographer, but also a model. So you just work both sides of the camera.
I work it out on both sides of the camera when I need to.
Oh, I can definitely see that. Don't get it twisted. Everybody else can see in a second too. But it also says here, because like I said, I always pump the fact that a lot of people I talk to, you know, are not just about modeling and everything. I mean, you're very smart. I see by the way, you're working on your second degree. Now,
My first degree was in business.
Let me see. All about that money. All right. Now, being a single mother and, you know, going to school and everything, it was kind of hard, right? I mean, I'm just asking because I know there's a lot of single mothers out there that think they can't do it, but obviously it can be done.
It can be done, you know, and it took some time for me to realize that, to go back to school and be able to juggle school, work, and my son. But, you know, when you want it, you want it. You make it done. You make it do what it do.
You make it do what it do. And then what's your second degree going to be in?
My second degree is actually going to be in criminal justice, and that's still a stepping stone, too, because I'm going to continue with my master's in psychology. And a minor in, God, I can't remember what I want a minor in, but I know I'm a minor in psychology. I'm a double master.
Okay.
So I'm working it out. Like I said, I'm trying to work things out. The money ain't going to make itself, so I got to help it out.
Well, I have a question. What made you want to do photography and then turn around and go get your degree? And, like, I mean, what moves you? What motivates you? Because, I mean, man, you out here working.
Well, you know, photography was always a passion of mine. And I kind of fell into the job. And then that's after, like, when I was pregnant with my son is when I got my first degree. And then I took some time and I got into my photography. And then after that, it's like 7 years into photography, I was like, okay, I've always loved law, so let me go ahead and pursue my finish school. I'm still young. I still got a little help. You know, my son's still young, and he ain't got a whole bunch going on. So I just decided to just go ahead and pursue the rest of it.
I love how y'all kept the conversation going since my phone died, because I missed whatever you just asked her, but I'll go ahead that out and recap, but I'm glad to see that the show moves on without me. It's beautiful. But let me get back in the game. Now, I love the fact to see right here. Now what team do we represent on the basketball court? What team do you represent on the basketball court?
I'm a diehard Laker fan.
That's one of the most attractive things about adults. Like, it's very attractive. But that right there, on top of everything, because you, like, and how many Laker haters do we got out there nowadays? I know you, have you been seeing them? Have you been seeing them?
I have.
You been hearing the Laker haters? I got on yellow shirt,
you know,
white.
When you bleed purple and gold, you can't help but hear the Lakers.
That's right.
So let me also ask this, though. Now, professional photographer, I mean, business degree, working on a criminal justice degree, psychology degree. Like, what are you trying to do? What are you, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, you trying to do everything? are you modeling? You know what I mean? Modeling, photography. What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to do everything?
No, I actually, what I'm going to do with my criminal justice degree, I want to go into corrections. I want to deal with juvenile in the corrections while I'm working on my master's degree. And I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Not to cut you off, but you're the second person who was through here like talking about they want to work with these people coming out of jail and everything. Y'all better watch these people.
No, I want to work in the jail.
Oh, and you want to work in the jail?
I want to work in the juvenile jail.
See this right here? It don't matter if they're juveniles. That's even worse. You think? I'm just sorry. I'm just thinking, you know, boys, men in jail, you know, attractive lady walking all through jail.
I mean, but
you know,
women. You got women juvenile, too. I mean, it's all about helping these kids, you know, try to turn around their attitudes because we all out here. You know, we might not be in jail. I know I got a bad attitude. And I wish somebody would try to talk to me when I was younger about my attitude. You know, you got to check them a little bit.
Right. You ain't watching in jail, though, attitude and all, right?
I did.
I'm fucking crazy, you know, and
right.
I ain't in jail. The last time they tried to put me in jail, you know, it was for some shit I didn't do, but we're not going to talk about that. But then... Like I said, single parent, just some advice I guess you would give to somebody. Because, I mean, you're doing a whole lot and being a parent, you know, you're still at the football games, you know, out there. You got the soccer van, you got the big van, you know, where y'all just.
We got the little Cadillac.
Okay. The lack of work. I'm just amazed right now. I'm just. Amazing personally, but what kind of advice can you give to somebody just out there just trying to do it? Because I mean, a lot of people are ready to give up. You know, nobody wants to see that it does take hard work to do anything, especially to be good at it. And for somebody who's doing so much, you know, that's even more that you got to focus on. So how do you stay focused, or what advice would you give people, or you know, anything like that?
I mean, you can't give up at this point when you feel like it's just you're at your end and you're at your most stressed and you're ready to give up. That's where you got to start over from the beginning and just rework out your situation, you know, because society ain't getting any better, the economy ain't getting no better, and gas ain't getting no lower. So you got to start working on how you going to rework your life, because can't nobody rework it for you.
And then what about a handout? And that's what I'm saying. Then what about a handout, right? I mean, you don't seem like the type that waits for somebody to do it. You just seem to go just do it yourself. Am I correct in saying that?
No, you got to be a go-getter yourself, because ain't nobody going to do it for me. They're just going to pass you by in the street. Why they trying to do what they doing? They going to look at you. You got to realize that. I mean, there's certain people out there that's willing to help you, but like me, even with my family, I look at you like, I want to help you, but you got to show me that you're dedicated and willing to want to help yourself first, because I'm not going to want it for you.
Yeah. He was out there paying attention. Quentin, you got anything you want to ask real quick? You got anything you want? Anything else on your?
I mean, no. She's pretty much explained everything. I asked my question. Yeah, you just weren't there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I missed it. Excuse me, my fault. But then also, what else? Queen was having trouble with the male species a little bit earlier. So let me ask this before I let you go. Also, what do you think is the number one problem with? I guess males now are not guys, niggas, however you want to take it, because you said single parents, single mothers, so there must be a reason that you're single, because girls like you or women like you are single usually by choice. It's not because there's not guys trying to get at you. So what's wrong with them? Or what would it take? Like maybe some dudes out here. Hold on, we're going to try. What does it take to give somebody like Miss Top Quality, or what do you have to come correct with? What do you have to be, you know, what kind of level you got to be on?
I mean, you got to be really about, you know, your grown man. I am raising a boy. I don't have time to raise another man into a boy into a man. So it's like you got to be on your own level. You got to be done with the games. You got to be focused on something. You know, you ain't got to have it all. You know, I'm the type of person that we can build together. But if we're going to build together, you got to be focused and leave all that high school stuff behind you, because it's too old. We all too old to be playing that. I'm going to cheat on you, and you're going to cheat on me, and I'm going to have you on the side. I ain't got time for all that. That's why we got a lot of babies having babies these days.
Motherfuckers, they got shit else better to do, and they just fall for anything. So, but Miss Talquari, like I said, I know you kind of already told me about still going to ask online, but yeah, you're not going to hang out with us. You know, this mic can go anywhere, but I mean, I'm not going to keep nobody that don't want to chat. You know, that's not what I do.
No, I got a lot of studying to do. I got some homework to do. My son, we finished his homework, so now I'm going to do mine.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay listening in on y'all.
All right. Well, make sure y'all, like I said, support Miss Top Quality right here, a.k.a. Miss Lindsay Burnett. Thank you for coming through, hanging out with your boy tonight. You always know you're always welcome. Call in, chime in, whatever. Like I said, if you want to, I don't know if you want to drop your links. It didn't seem like you had an email or anything in your bio, so I don't know if you want people to holler at you or you're just going to just be like, just going to be a ghost.
Well, if you want to, you know, like I said, I do pictures or whatever. If you want to holler at me just for a conversation, you can reach me at MissTopQuality@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. One more time, MissTopQuality@gmail.com. Thank you very much for being here. And as always, it's been a pleasure. Like I said, check in with me anytime, all right?
Thank you guys for having me tonight.
Right, y'all. Thank you. Daggers in this beauty of the week, Miss Top Quality. Like I said, this is what I be saying, though. Man, fuck that. Everybody out here, man, it's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard for all of us. Shit, it's hard for me, too. You see how I'm struggling at the beginning of the show trying to make sure shit was straight. I mean, shit gets hard for everybody. But the question always is you going to quit or is you going to step up? That's all it ever is. I mean, that's always what it boils down to. So, as you can see, like I said, single mother, working on a second degree, fucking psychology and business. Business is a hard subject. That's a lot of math. That's a lot of shit that I don't want to fuck with. You know what I mean? So, I'm definitely going to show respect for somebody that's I'm not doing business. I was going to get my degree in radio, television, and film. So, luckily, I just kind of found a back door to this. So I'm just doing this, and I need to go back and finish. I was only like a couple of credits away. I mean, but like I said, life got rough. You know, but that's still no excuse because, like I said, if you focus and you want to do something, you can do it no matter what it is. Like I said, two degrees in psychology and criminal justice. But see, fucking with them kids, like I'm saying, I'd be watching them shows about these women in these prisons. And I don't know, but hey, I'm a business. But, yeah, but a lot of money in the government jobs. We're going to get the daggers double plated. We're going to get back to business, y'all. I got some people that's been hanging in the queue. We need to get to some adult matters and adult topics. But as y'all know, business before pleasure, all right? But daggers double play, here we go.
Yeah, dagger here. L.A., West Coast, all day. Hey,
West Coast.
On the dark side. This right here is the darkest it's going to get.
Don't do it. Marley.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Daggers just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you have me. Daggers gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalkers. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that as my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? After me, I sit and laugh. Bitches acting funny still. Fucking party, but can't even pay your phone bill.
You for real?
What's the deal? Yeah. Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hurt me. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way that dagger fit. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. Yeah. I can clout a bitch for days in many ways, but here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide.
You hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back.
No.
I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing. Yeah. Got me laughing too, they claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate. Scared to fight, bars ain't tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either, tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I'm
staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here, I will never
blow.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger, look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping, they just like the way the dagger motor. Told you
I'm a Jedi. Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga,
what he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Back ass titty, put it down her throat on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my people, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
But I don't wanna hurt your feelings.
cause I do care. It's hard work to try to balance all these different personalities. Unity is fantasy, I'm dealing with reality. Niggas do what niggas do, get over and hustle. Nigga, don't make me chuckle. Happens to me all the time, so what I deal with the hurt. Now I ain't saying that I'm super clean, I play in the dirt. But I ain't in the skirt, so now if a nigga try to fuck me, I kill him quick, then I switch that motherfucker's lucky. That I don't get believe a hustle, nigga gotta pay again. I dropped $1,000 just to chop up an American. A bitch is a bitch too, do what a bitch do. Tricks over little shit, don't do what I tell her to. Hoes follow orders, but they harder to manage. Talking too much out of upper lip, I'm causing them damage. You should be all up and over me, and now you don't know me. Tried to make a nigga mad, fucking all of the homies. No respect at all, but you blame the weed, deals, alcohol. Woke up in the morning feeling stupid, nigga, and me a call, hello? He's gone. Never till you bitches and you niggas learn to interact. With a Mac, not a stack, while smoking weed above the slap. Buck 50 cents of braids covered in my fitted cap.
Hey there, Huey.
Riley.
I couldn't help but notice your sign, and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Why R. Kelly, huh? What did R. Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape, which is against the law.
Okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing, so I can pee in a toilet, and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's, like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail?
What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom?
Hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was little? From time to time, I'd have a little accident.
You still do?
Shut up! So, Mr. Dubois, Mr. I Wanna Lock Niggas Up for Peeing, what's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Coleman's little.
Yes.
Mini-Me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes, the victim. At what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move. She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yeah, she did.
And why should I have to miss that on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with The Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. The Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just trying to take my drugs real quick.
Take your drugs?
Yeah, I got some good prescription drugs today, so I'm about to get a little high and pass out.
Hold on, what you got? What kind of pills you got? Hold on. We got some Oxy. I mean, see, we fuck with some pills. What kind of prescription? Hold on, fuck it. I want you to pick up the label of the bottle and read it to me. What does it say?
Okay, hold on.
You
laughing
like I'm dead serious.
I know you are. Can I get some light cracking? Hold on.
Okay. What is you popping?
Hold on, let me get the light going, and then we can talk about it. Hydrocodone.
You got the hydrocodone. Ah, oh, shit. See, this is what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Antihistamine. I don't know how you say that.
Antihistamine. But, oh, you got the hydro, though. Shake it up like a rattle, real quick. You got a lot of them motherfuckers. Damn. You go to the right place, you can sell them motherfuckers for $20 a pop. You know that, right?
I know. Yeah. And I got a lot of them, too.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Daggers, Queen V, Bang Out Radio. You can still get in on the conversation if you want to. 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue. When you press 1, and that lets us know you want to holler at us. And there's some interesting things. You know, it is something nice, but, you know, humping leads to a lot of things. You know what I mean? Humping leads, and it's not always positive. All right, so even though this is hump nights, but there's some things we gotta discuss real quick. Because I mean, hump gets a lot of y'all motherfuckers in trouble, and some people be humping at the wrong times. And here's one of them times. You know, I watch a lot of TV. Like I said, when I watch reality shows, I watch First 48. Now I'm watching the First 48 right now. The woman on the First 48, and this is what I mean. This is scary because this shit is real. The woman kills two men. All right, she went to one little city somewhere, way far somewhere, popped some dude. Joe tells her to pop some dude, but here's the twist, right? And I don't know how she did it, but she admitted to it on camera that this bitch shot the dude and then had sex with the body before she left. Like, and this is all, and y'all, and if anybody else watches the First 48, y'all know that shit, I don't know if she was telling the truth, but how do you know when shit is just so crazy that it's like it's got to be true? You know, how do you make up shit like that? And she was on the confessional, like, man, yeah, he was like, so, did you kill him? She was like, yeah, I killed him, and I had sex with him before I left. I was like, she just said it like she was confessing, but it's like, how do you do that? And there are people out there that have sex with dead bodies. It's called necro something. See, this is the exact reason why I need a computer nerd. See what I was looking? See, I keep telling people I'm looking for a computer nerd, so I'll be like, hey, computer nerd, look up necrophilia or whatever it is. Look up the people that, I'll be able to tell them to do that. And he'll be able to give it back to me, but it's necro something. But how do you kill somebody and then have sex? That's backwards. You know, at least get your fuck on before you kill somebody, you know, basic instinct style. Get your fuck on while you somebody.
That's sick. But wait, I have a question. How do you get the thing to stand up? Like,
that's what I'm wondering too. But I mean, they have this thing called, I don't know if that works with I think Rick and Morty's only sex in the limbs. But people that have sex with dead bodies, yeah, it's usually guy and girl. But I mean, at the same time,
I don't know. Honestly, I can't answer that. I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, I did hear, like, this was a while ago. I know I heard about, like, shock therapy. I know, like, women, you know, their husbands or their boyfriends die and they want to, you know, have babies by them. So they do, like, shock therapy where they stick something up his rectum. And and it comes out. And it comes out, and, you know, they save the sperm from whenever they want to have their baby by, you know, old dude that's dead. But, I mean,
I think she had a whole shot kit in her back pocket, but that's
that's the only way that I could think of it, but, I mean, like,
why would you want to do that? You know, girls do that grind thing sometimes, too. Maybe she just grind it off for a little while, busted the nut. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't hard. I mean, he was stiff. He wasn't hard. You know, he did it. That was a joke. I don't know if people got that. But
yeah, I got it.
It wasn't funny. It was cool. I tried. But no, that shit is fucking dumb. And then you have to see another thing of humping. Like I said, this is where humping goes bad. Like I said, hump nights is for education as well as freaking talk. We on the education tip. Because I don't want y'all motherfuckers out here doing dumb shit. Especially when it comes to fucking. But see, I enjoy sex personally, and if you do it right, if you're safe, you know, you can have as much of it as you like, you know. But y'all are out here doing all this other shit that just makes people just not want to do this. And this is what's pissing me off. Like this shit right here. 14-year-old girl hides her pregnancy. She's able to hide. I don't know how she does it, but she's able to hide her pregnancy throughout the entire pregnancy. Family doesn't know. Has the baby. She has the baby in her bath, in her own bathroom. She had her own bathroom. She had the baby in the bathroom, in the toilet, and then picked up the baby, saw it was alive, choked it to death, Then put it in the shoebox and put it in the closet. Mama didn't find out until, like, I guess a week or two later because she said, oh, it smells bad in here. Like, I wonder what that is. Yeah, I wonder what that is.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. Now, see what I mean? This is where it fucking goes bad. Now, it's number one, if you can't recognize that your child is pregnant, like I said, I don't care how big her clothes are. I don't care what the fuck she's doing. You know, if she's not, if you see her, I mean, I can see a motherfucker when they're pregnant. You know, I'm sorry. You can't really hide that. And then, or say she's walking around in big-ass sweaters all the fucking time. Why you got that big-ass sweater on all the damn time? I'm going to ask a question. You know what I mean? Why you got that big-ass jacket on? You know, she all skinny. You know she's skinny, so why she got a big-ass jacket on? You don't need that. Girls don't do shit like that. And it's not wintertime. It's not snowing outside. Two, they said the bitch turned up the radio to hide the sounds of her giving birth in the bathroom. So she's in there doing that shit like people be trying to do when they hide that they fucking or something like that. So she turned up the radio. So now I'm like, who sits there and turns shit up that high where you don't go banging on somebody's door like turn that shit down? If I'm a parent,
right?
If I'm a parent and my kid's in there blasting his music for an extended amount of time, I'm going to go see what the fuck is going on. It don't make sense. Like, then she had, like I said, she has, and this is where it is, because they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with the girl. They don't know what to do. Because the girl has the baby. They said, or she had the baby in the toilet. They said, pick it up. Like poked it to see if it was moving, or, you know, and it moved, and then she choked it out. She choked it, like, with her bare head. Like,
wow.
She choked it out. That's really sad.
Put it in the closet.
And put it in the closet. It just went on like nothing just happened. See what I mean? People just use it. This is what I've been talking about. First of all, what's a 14-year-old girl doing pregnant? Like, look, if you're just going to be a young hoe, then just be a young, smart hoe. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all not to do certain things. I can't tell nobody to do it because I done damn near everything. So I can't say these things. I'm not going to say that. But damn, be smart about it. There are consequences. Y'all just throwing your lives away. Just with whatever. You know what I mean? And it's all about the ratchets nowadays. That's all you know for the out here doing. Everybody's having sex. Everybody's fucking. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But y'all being irresponsible. It's just like everything else. You're irresponsible with it, then it's fucked up. Like, I'm an alcoholic. But I'm a responsible alcoholic. You know, like, I may not drink responsibly, but I'm a responsible drinker. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense? A little bit. But yes,
it makes sense to me. But you might have to elaborate that for people who, you know, who don't get that, because I got it.
What I'm saying is that I don't drink responsibly, because if I want to get drunk, if I want to get fucked up, if I want to drink and drive, if I want to do all that, I'm going to fucking do it. So I don't drink responsibly, all right? But I'm responsible when I'm drinking. So that means when I know I'm fucked up, when I know I'm drunk, when I know I'm trying to do a certain thing, I take a certain responsibility. If I know I'm toasted, I know when I can get behind the wheel and when I can't. And I'm not saying I don't drive drunk, but I know how drunk I can be to not be behind. You know what I mean? I know myself. I know my limits. So I'm a responsible drinker, all right, because I'm responsible. And I take responsibility for the things that I do. That's why usually when I drink, I'm kind of quiet a little bit, you know, unless I'm, you know, I don't do that much when I'm drinking because I'm focused. You know, I focus on everybody else. You see these other motherfuckers that get drunk and do all kind of wild and crazy shit. I'm looking at these people. I'm laughing at these cats. That's what I'm doing. Hold on. We got somebody else I want to jump in on here real quick. Let's see what we got. Number kind of looks familiar, but I think I haven't seen it in a while. 323-3596, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yeah, what's up, Dagger? You already know who this is.
Yeah,
you're right, MIA.
I thought I recognized it, but I was just saying, it's been a while, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I've been cool. I've just been a little busy. I've been with my brother and his wife. She's about to get ready to have a baby, so other family. But I came in on the responsible drinking, and that kind of put a light bulb in my head because I was like, damn, I'm drinking Peace Amsterdam right now. So I had to call in on that one. But I understand what you're talking about because some people really can't handle their liquor, and some people can. So you have to know which type of person you are. You have to know what you can drink, what you can't drink, what you can mix, you know, and who you're going to be around while you're drinking, period. I mean, I drink to relax and have fun. Like, some people just drink to get stupid. Some people just drink all day, every day for no reason. So that's irresponsible.
And they drink to have an excuse because then they can say, oh, I was drunk. They get drunk so they can do dumb shit so they can blame being drunk. I can't.
Yeah, I know being drunk
don't
do make you do dumb shit, but I mean,
not saying. Who blamed it on the alcohol? Who saw that? I blame that song right there. You know,
hey,
what
I blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the alcohol. Like, I don't blame shit on the alcohol. That's what I'm saying, because when I'm drunk, I know what I'm doing.
When I'm drunk, I know it. You know what you're doing, but it's not about being drunk and not know what you're doing. You can know what you're doing, but say, fuck it, I'm loaded, so what does it matter? You know what I mean? Period. That's what alcohol means. Because when you're drunk, it brings out everything that you're feeling. So
it's still personal responsibility. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm at.
You just got to own up to your responsibilities when you're drunk and you blame it on alcohol. Some people don't do it.
That's what I said. Don't blame
me. I know
alcohol.
I do it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, I was loaded. You feel me? My bad.
Because, you know, all these people, have you ever, they do that thing, they get drunk, they get fucked up, you know, fuck somebody, do whatever, wake up that next morning, roll over, look like, oh, what the fuck, you know that, what did I do last night? You know what you
did
last night.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have some of those, like, what did I do last night? I may not remember everything, but I remember a majority of what's going on. And when I'm loaded, I know everything that's going on. You feel me? It might be a little woozy, but you feel me? I still understand what's going on. I'm not finna get loaded and have six niggas humping on me. No, not that drunk. Like, I'm sorry. I will beat a motherfucking ass before I be in that situation. You feel me? Because some people drink liquor and get crazy. So, you gotta be careful.
We can talk about crazy. Oh, we can talk about crazy because I'm gonna get into some more music real quick and then when we come back, you know, I got some. I be wanting y'all to keep on y'all. Updated on your porn. I'm gonna bring it back real quick. All right, we're gonna end up nice, right? I'm gonna get y'all up on this porn game. I brought y'all good websites before. I got two new ones for y'all to check out. All right, so stay tuned. We're gonna be right back. I'm gonna get y'all on this porn update. And yeah, Dagger Queen V, MIA hanging with me right now. This is West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio, and it's still not too late to get in on this, y'all. 661-621-7559. If you're listening live, we'll be right back.
Never.
gon' take that chance. I might be street, but I guarantee I'm real. It's ride or die with me, loyalty. All I know, other shit I don't feel. If you don't break that wall, you won't get by. If you don't open that door, you gon' be closed in. Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, there ain't no way. I'm tryna make this team, shoot this shot, and bring you home. Not for just me, this for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Baby, hold on.
Top floor, baby, freeway style.
come on up and watch your love come down. Come on up and watch your love come down. So your body go fire, sound the low, I'm about to put you out the floor. Yeah, you know my name and my game, Boogie King, let's do it. Got you soaking wet, about to slip and slide right in. Do it, yeah, you're about to feel it. Hell yeah, you're about to feel me.
Sitting outside on the balcony, shit, I'm like whatever, shit. Storm and keep your warm, baby. That way you like a sweater, umbrella. Yeah, yeah, you know what comes next, because I'm calm. Now, get ready for the best. Nighting, live, cue, hitting, ride. Got you hitting notes like Mariah's high. No lies and no highs and buys. Shit, I'm on my grown man, you can spend the night.
I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. South floor, baby, freeway side. Come on up and watch the love come down. Come on up and watch the love come down. I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. South floor, baby, freeway side. Come on up and watch the love come down. Come on up and watch the love come down.
I'm
And I wish I never fell so deep in love with you, and now it ain't no way we can be friends.
Meg! Meg, I'm hungry! There's a granola bar in the cupboard. I want it. Hey. Hey. What's this? What's going on? Am I talking to myself up there?
Oh, my God. Stewie, just shut up and go to bed.
Do you know what I do, Meg? I spit in your mouth while you sleep.
This your boy, KY's Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Daggers.
But when it comes down,
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night with the Dagger. Queen V, still good?
Yeah, I'm a little high, but I'm all right.
A little, huh? Oh, you popped pills already?
Yeah.
All right, shit. As you should, get rolling, man. And MIA, you still good? You still chilling?
Yeah, I'm still chilling.
All right, for sure, for sure. See, you said, what you sip on? You got peach what? Ciroc?
I got that. No, I don't have peach Ciroc. I have peach Amsterdam.
Peach Amsterdam, there you go. See,
yeah, it's pretty smooth different. Once you keep it in the freezer for a couple of hours, you know.
Oh, that was cool. She got, my co-host got pills. I'm stuck with this fucking little baby-ass Moscato right here, and I'm stuck with this shit. And that's upset.
Okay, I like Moscato. That's what I need right now.
That's what I was saying, MIA. Moscato is good. That's a nice little mellow bud.
Yeah, that Moscato is the business. I like the regular one and the pink one, but I prefer the pink Moscato.
I'm stuck with the regular right now. Yeah, I prefer the pink Moscato too, just because I don't want to be sick. Sipping. I just don't feel like I should be drinking just a pink drink. Just like, all right, let me drink this. Anyway.
Hey, you know, that's funny because my brothers be saying the same thing when I make pink panties, but they be so bomb and we be so fucked up, they can't help it. But you know what I do now? I mix up my recipe. I make some pink and I make some blue, so y'all won't have to feel that bad.
It ain't even like that. No, I'll drink pink panties, like I said, that'll get you messed up, and I'll drink pink panties in like a group environment, or if that's what the drink is of the night, then okay. But I mean, we need to be sitting here chilling on the show and just drinking, sipping pink Moscato. No, it at least got. If I got to drink wine, there's got to be some kind of. I just got to drink the regular Moscato. But that's just me. Now,
yeah. Queen, which type of pill did you take?
I took codeine.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. She got some prescription. Yeah, we already. Somebody listening to the show told me you're about to feel right. They text me like, oh, your co-host about to feel right. I'm like, yeah, I know.
You're about to be floating.
I want to revamp something real quick, because, I mean, we talked a little bit about this on Sunday, but, I mean, it was more of a hump nice thing, but I just brought it up a little bit earlier. Before I update y'all porn intake, y'all hear about this lady, this lady over, I think it was Boston or somewhere over there towards the East Coast. One that was fucking like five of the football players from her high school. She was a teacher at a school, but was fucking like five, at the same time.
Yeah, I heard about that.
No,
I think it was a case like that. If it was recently, I don't know, but I heard about a situation where it was a teacher
and she was having sex with this teacher, and this is how cold she was. She was sending texts to the one dude the whole time or whatever, always trying, you know, always messing with him. But then I guess whatever happened, they was doing something for a little while. Then he was like, oh, can the homies come? And she was like, oh, for sure. Like, she was, like, a big freak. But keep in mind, though, she's married, got kids and shit. So her husband was away on business somewhere doing something or whatever. The kids were somewhere else. So she had all these dudes come to the house. And then they was all like, well, let's go to the room. You know, let's get our clothes on. Let's get it popping. I mean, but here's the
thing. Yeah, I heard about
that. But she's about to get 5 years for that. Five years. Now, let's really examine this.
I hope it was worth it.
But look, all the guys all the guys were 18 and over, boys. Okay, whatever. All the boys were 18 and over. So technically everybody's consenting. You know, nobody was forced to do anything. The guy didn't feel violated or anything. You know, the only thing that the bitch did that was stupid was she videotaped it like high school boys ain't gonna sit up there and go, look what I did. Look what, you know what I mean? She did like what you guys
I heard somebody else videotaped it, but she knew that the light was on, and she was like, oh, not in my face.
Not in my face. And then you don't even let them hide your face, like, the right way, like, then you fucking up. Like, that's what I'm saying. But the 5 years for just getting flipped.
And they were all 18 and over?
They were all 18 and over. Everybody was 18 and over. You know, my thing is, like I said, it's just amazing. It's like, you know, but I guess it's just because she's the older woman. But, I mean, I understand the moral issue, but technically, like I'm saying, she didn't do it. You know how many girls out here getting flipped every day? But maybe because it's not their adults and kids. But, I mean, technically, they're not kids.
But I think it's more the reason is because she was a teacher, and it's a whole lot of things going on with, you know, the school system nowadays, and they blame it a lot of teachers. For having sex with kids, so that's probably why she got so much time.
They just try to make an example out of her, I think. But that's just crazy. Yeah. Like, but so what? Like, okay, you want to fuck 5 high school students. How many older women don't want to fuck younger men? I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. And my thing is, honestly, like I said, I'm not a parent.
But if they all wasn't in the same school,
but the reason for that is the reason for it is the moral issue. You feel me? Those are her students. You know what I mean?
One of them was a student.
I mean, even then, that's still your student. You feel me? You still got to look in these kids' face, 18 and over and all. You feel me? These kids are still in high school. Which means that you knew what you was doing. You feel me? You knew what you was doing when you went into the situation that you went into. You feel me? Yeah, they all may have been consenting, but at the same time, you knew that these kids ain't even graduated high school yet.
5 years? 5?
Yeah, that's extreme. That is extreme.
5 years for just getting... I mean, you can't get house arrest, probation or something. I mean, you can lose your job. Okay, take her job. You know, make sure she never teaches again. Maybe put her on house arrest for a little while. Put her on restraining order for kids 18 and under or whatever, something like that. But 5 years in jail. Jail.
Lockdown.
She's probably going
to be kind of feeling for her a little bit. You know, just
yeah, they making an example out of her because she knows she fucked up, like, period. She knew what she was doing. She knew she was a freak. Like, come on, kids at your school or even one, or I guess she thought because some of them got away with it, but even at that, they still had got served jail time, so none of them really got away with it. So what makes you think you're going to get away with it and you're being videoed, recorded?
It's cool. I don't know. But like I said, free that girl. Not free her, but put her on house arrest or something. You don't got to send that woman to jail for 5 years. I mean, really, all she was doing was cheating on her husband. And, you know, she was just a freak. I mean, that's all she did. Them dudes that have been at least 20 probably, or like you said, maybe freshmen in college or something, wouldn't nobody have nothing to say. They could still be 18, but freshmen in college wouldn't nobody say nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on now. We just got to learn where we draw the line. But 5 fucking years, goddamn, I'll be so pissed off.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that is a
long time.
She
probably got registered as a
Imagine what's going on in her head. You would not think, damn, I just got 5 years for letting these 5 high school kids fuck me, you know? Like, damn, I could have just, you know, in her head, like, she was just trying to get it in. I'm sorry. That's just a little extreme for me, and I just can't. Because I just think about anybody going to jail for having, I mean, yes, if you're 30 and the kid's 14, 15, then yes, no matter how much consent, whatever. But, I mean, by 18, I'm sorry, and yes, there is a double standard. If it was a male fucking a female, it would be different. But it's an older woman fucking young boys, and young boys are always trying to fuck people anyway, and old women want... Yeah, I'm saying, let's just be honest. That's just how I feel about that. Like, I don't care if they were in school together. Everybody was all, yo, we about to do this. Everybody said yes. Nobody had a problem with it. And to do 5 years for that, that's just...
Not everybody sees.
I'm sorry. Nobody's gonna see it my way. But you know, before we run out of time, I wanted y'all to step up your porn game real quick. Like I said, from the man who bought you what? Ghetto Gaggers, Bang Bus, Black on Black Crime, Crackhead Horse. Like I said, Crackhead Confession, not Crackhead Horse. Crackhead Horse Confession. That's what it was. All right. I bring you two more. All right. Now you got PornPros.com. All right. Now, PornPros.com has pimps and mayhos. Now, this is semi-reality, some kind of reality to me, but every episode it's a different pimp, and he got all his hoes in there, all, you know, doing what they do or whatever, and he just fucks his hoes. So, like I said, I still like it because of the reality and these bitches, and you can tell the difference between a bitch that does something just like for money or does something because these girls that got actual pimps, they actually do care about their pimps. And you can kind of tell in the way that they're fucking. Because you can tell when a girl's fucking for money and when a girl's fucking because she likes to do. It's funny watching. I'm just saying, and it's funny watching these hoes, like for real hoes, like fuck their pimp and just.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
And he's like, yeah, this is my bottom bitch right here. This is my other bitch over here. You know, and each of them got different kind of hoes, and they go to, and they're in different places and everything. It's a real interesting show. It's a real interesting predicament right there. Make sure y'all check that out, pornpros.com. Also, cinemasluts.com. Now, let me explain this. Cinema Sluts. This is the funniest thing in the world. Now, also on this, like I said, y'all know when it comes to Dagger's porn. Dagger likes, and like I said, if girls are going to be doing porn, you know, I watch that degrading stuff. Like I said, Ghetto Gaggers, y'all know what I watch. So this one is kind of like that, but not like that. This is a whole gangbang scenario. Basically, and I don't know how these guys get all these weird things. You know, there's
gangbang.
Yeah, here we go. Let me explain. Crackhead Whore Confessions, you had Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack was fucking all the crackhead whores. You got Dirty D. You got Dirty D in the Cinema Sluts. It's Dirty D. Another white boy. But I don't know, but it's not just black girls. Now, see, I can see the black girls get my attention because it always amazes me when black girls are willing to put themselves through this kind of stuff. Now, but what it basically is that it's just Dirty D sitting there, white dude, like, yeah, this is woo 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 or whatever. Like, she's a dirty whore. You know, she likes to get fucked. She likes this, right? Like, go ahead, stand up, show off your ass. Bitch, stand up, turn around. I just wiggle it around. You know, basically just a whole one of those, like, but they're in a cinema. They're in a cinema, like a makeshift cinema. It's not a real cinema. But basically, you see all these dudes sitting around, like, grabbing their shit. You know, all these dudes. It's a whole theater just full of dudes with the
wow, are you serious? Like,
so basically what happens, once you start messing with Dirty D first, he's like, okay, now why don't you, now, who wants to get their dick sucked? Come on, you know, come over here. And then dudes start lining up. Like,
wow.
This dude's sucking this dude, got two dicks in her hand. You know,
I mean, if you want to suck dick, then suck dick.
So, but it's basically the whole game, basically. And then, you know, they switch positions. Okay, it's like, and then every guy comes when they're about to bust, they bust on her face, and then the next guy comes, and then, you know, it's just. It's just one of those degrading situations. Now, like I said, that's what attracts me in a sense because that's entertainment to me. How, and like I said, like if you want to, there's girls that are out there like this. Like I said,
I mean, that must definitely be entertainment because how you just gonna let somebody just bust in your face like that?
But here's the difference, right? Like on Ghetto Gaggers, these girls are ashamed of what they're doing. They're like, how did I get into this? Oh, my God, what did I get myself into? You know, there's that kind of a shame. But these girls over here are on it. They like this. They like having all kind of stranger dudes touch them. They like sucking random dicks, fucking random people. There are people out there that are really like this.
Yeah, there's people out there. Gotta be.
You know, that's what I'm saying. There's a dip. I'm trying to, it's not all degrading, but at the same time it is. But it just shows you the mindset of it. You know what I mean? There's those girls that, if you want to see a girl that'll do anything for money, you go to Ghetto Gaggers or Black on Black Crimes. Those are the bitches that'll do anything for money because the shit they got to go through over there, you know, is fucking crazy and the shit they're exposed to. Now, if you want to see a bitch that actually just enjoys just being a hoe, and that's what she likes, and that's what she want to be, you go over here. Like, then you see these bitches over here. And it's just, like I said, I'm keeping y'all updated on the porn intake. Because like I said, I want y'all to be entertained when you watch a porn. Because there's a lot of boring porn out there, and I at least want y'all to watch some good quality porn. So we're going to end it on that, all right? But, MIA, go ahead and give a shout-out so people know where they can find you, what's going on with you and everything like that before we get up out of here.
Well, I just want to say what's up to everybody. Shout-out to Boss Fly, you know, doing it big out there. BOSG, my boy, Fella Monroe, he out there doing shows and stuff. Catch me on Facebook. Sometimes I'll be on there. I mean, it's so real. But most of the time, you can just catch me on Bang Out Radio. You feel me? Get it in.
Not lately, but welcome back, though. So make sure you check back in a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here, Dagger. Don't trip.
Yes,
hit
ma'am.
Me up, man.
Yes, yes, ma'am. MIA checking in with us. And then, of course, Queen, go ahead, as you should.
Okay, first off, I need to give a shout-out to my baby brother. My baby brother turned 12 today. His birthday. I'm sorry, y'all. This codeine pill. I'm on right now.
Go ahead. Yeah, get it. Yeah, I told you that motherfucker ain't no joke. You pop two of them and you be straight. You don't even get two. You scared to pop one. But yeah, go ahead. I don't even wanna. But look, you do this. As you can you move your hand and does it look like Mikey's hand did when Luke was talking? Remember when Luke was talking? When he'll move his hand and it will be the little. When it start doing that. Then you know you in the game. If it ain't doing that, you ain't there yet. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, happy birthday, Jaden. Your sister love you. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it to come to you, but you know I love you anyway. Shout out to everybody listening, everybody who supports Bang Out Radio. And the stuff that we do, all y'all independent artists, shout out to you guys. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to my boy, the Dagger. I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity and all the love you showed me. Because we ain't finished that conversation. We're going to finish that conversation between love and homies. We're going to talk about that, too. Don't think I forgot about that. Yeah, you guys, hold on. I'm sorry, the news is on. I'm doing some other stuff. You guys can find me on Twitter, QueenVicky21. Again, that's QueenVicky21. You guys can send me your music at QueenVee1991@gmail.com. Again, that's QueenVee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I talk back.
No, talk to her. She talks back. Queen V, of course. Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, another night in the books. Like I said, when it comes to your humping and you're getting your hump on, be careful. Know what y'all doing. Like I said, It's good to get your fuck on. Like I said, whatever you want to do, you want to be a hoe, you want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be discreet, you want to be out in the open, whatever you choose to be, just know that certain things come with that, all right? And whatever you want your persona to be, then stick with that and just be safe about it. Like I said, I don't care what you do. It's all just safe. And you're not out here just spreading around shit and just, because that shit is just foul. And that goes both ways, because niggas and bitches do it. So, and like I said, it is the year of the ratchet. So they out here doing whatever the fuck they feel like. Protect yourself, protect your friends, protect your neighbor, protect your family. Like, because that shit ain't no fucking joke. Y'all see what people is out here doing. Y'all see how people react to shit. Y'all see these kids out here killing their own kids and don't even get a chance. They didn't even do shit for nobody. I mean, it's, you can't, you see it. And if you don't, you're fucking blind or you're just acting like you don't see it. All right, not to be hardcore on hump nights, but I mean, there's a dark side to fucking as well too. So let's keep that honest and real. A lot of single parents, you know, a lot of stuff that doesn't have to be that way. And I'm lucky, I'm blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. But at the same time, the exact reason why I don't want to be in that situation is why I'm not in that situation. So I'm proud of myself at the same time. Because I don't want to be one of them people. Like, you know, I'm sorry. I have a family. I have a kid. I want the whole white picket fence house. I want the whole thing. I don't want that, oh, I got to deal with this baby mama shit. You know, y'all can keep that. I'm sorry. But enough about that. But make sure y'all, like I said, make sure y'all porn is up to date, though. All right? Make sure y'all watching the good shit, not the bullshit, the good shit. All right? But, yeah, West Coast Wednesday, shout-out to, like I said, Topeth Deshae, as always, without her, there's nothing, none of this will be going on. Let's go through the lineup real quick. All right, West Coast Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 9 to 11, right here, me and Queen V. All right, Fuck You Fridays coming up on Friday, 6 to 8. Again, I got to shout-out everybody that's supporting that show, and I do apologize again for last week's show for cutting y'all off early, and y'all, there's a lot of people fucking downloaded that show. I need to make sure I stay up on that, so I apologize. We're going to do the full show this Friday, and it will always be the full show, no matter what happens. We're going to let it roll, all right? Fuck You Friday, 6 to 8. Slap Sunday, 7 to 9, the bread and butter. And, you know, the Triple Link show every Monday, 7 to 9 as well, where we just put nothing but independent artists. Keep talking about the show. Keep supporting the show, because nobody's going to believe me. Nobody ever believes me, all right? They believe y'all. If y'all tell them everything's okay, then they're going to believe y'all. So talk about the show. Send me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Get at me. Damn, I was going to talk about the beauties of the week. I had some I had planned for them, but we're going to get into that next week. If my co-host remembers, try to remind me, but she's probably not going to remember. I won't remember, but we'll hopefully remember. And, yeah, fuck it. That's about it. See y'all next week. Again, from 9 to 11, let me find out what I'm going to play and ride out. Got to ride out on Lady Cam. This is my shit right here. Like I said, I'll play this shit this weekend, driving down the street in the car. Oh, wait, no, it's on this screen over here. My bad, wrong computer. This is my shit right here. We'll see y'all again next week, 9 to 11, right here, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen B, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. Goodbye.
Damn!
Okay. Okay. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. I know that you're feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you want to just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand to my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold. Don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain. I'll be blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I throw the wiggle. Just a little sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind. I'm soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special. Talk with motion. Silly motion, boy. Rub my skin. I smile with it because you are on my side. So when you want to show the lady, she's the only lady. When you want to show your man, he's the only baby. You like it. You love it. You need it. It's nothing. You see it. You want it. Come closer and touch it. If you like it, if you love it, put your hand.